Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Nothing Can Ever Separate Us from the Love of God. Amen. No one can separate us, not even death will separate us from Christ's love. Amen. Well, friends, I'm so glad you're reading the Bible with me in 1 year. We start in January from the beginning, and we end in December 31st. I would love for you to read the Bible with us along, and don't worry about if you miss some days, because you can catch it up next year. Next, there's always another year. I've been reading the Bible now for 30 years, and I have never known everything in the Bible. Every year is something new that God is speaking to us about. Amen? Okay, we're reading Romans chapter 8. The Holy Spirit helps us with our daily problems and in our praying, for we don't even know what we should pray for, or nor how to pray as we should. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with such feeling that it cannot be expressed in words. And the Father who knows our hearts, he knows, of course, what the Holy Spirit is saying as he pleads for us in harmony with God's own will. And we know that all that happens to us is working for our good, if we love God and are fitting into his plan. For from the beginning, God decided that those who come to him, and all along, he knew who would become like his son, so that the son would be the first with many brothers. And having chosen us, he called us to come to him. And when we come, he declared us not guilty, filled us with God's goodness, gave us right standing with himself, and promised us his glory. What can we ever say to such wonderful things as these? If God is on our side, who can ever be against us? Since he did not even spare his own son for us, but gave him up for us all, won't he also surely give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? Will God? No. He is the one who has forgiven us and given us the right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? Will Christ? No. For he is the one who died for us and came back to life again for us, and is sitting at the place of the highest honor next to God, pleading for us there in heaven. Who then can ever keep Christ's love from us? When we have trouble or calamity, when we are hunted down or destroyed, it is because he doesn't love us anymore? Oh, for I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from his love. Friends, God's love abounds. What does that mean? It never ends. It keeps growing. It keeps loving. He does not change, the Bible says. Will he judge us? Yes, he has to. And he already judged us. He judged us from the day that Adam and Eve committed that sin in the Garden of Eden. What sin is that? If you don't know what that is, they disobeyed God. They went against his will, and they ate the fruit which he told them not to eat, because he told them that in the day that they eat that fruit, they would surely die. God had to, he had to judge them, because if not, God would not be God, right? He has to judge us for our sins. But he sent his son to die for us. And because Jesus died, we can live. Jesus paid the price for our sins and for everybody's sin in the world. The problem is, do you accept that he died for your sins? Do you accept that he is the only one that can get you to the Father? 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Yes, we go through a lot of things, but God has given us power, love, and a sound mind. Power to overcome all the works of the enemy. Who is our enemy? Satan. He does not want us to have power or love or a sound mind. He wants us to live in fear. And fear will not please God. Without fear, with fear, this fear stuns us and holds us back from going into God's love and receiving power. But God has not given us the spirit of fear. He's not the one who gives us fear. Who gives us fear? The enemy. His name is Satan. He likes to put fear on people. Why? Because that will stop them from trusting in God. That would hold them back from moving in God's plan for their life. Fear will cut all the faith that you have in your heart. Friends, if you heard this message, would you like to know this Jesus that I'm talking about? Jesus is the one who died for you. He died for me. He died for everyone. And he paid the price for my sins. And he loves me no matter what. And if he loves me, he loves you. Because God is love. There is no fear in God. And say this prayer with me. Jesus, I ask you right now to come into my heart. I know that you are God. I know you died for me. I know you died on the cross. You took away all my pains, all my sins, all my worries. Yes, Lord, you are God. I ask you to forgive me. Forgive me for what my past. Forgive me for now, Father God. And Lord, yes, cleanse me. Make me whole. Give me a new purpose. Change my life. Lord, yes. Lord, I forgive as you have forgiven me. I receive your forgiveness. Yes, I accept your love. And Lord, as you forgave me, I forgive others. I thank you, Father God, for coming in my heart today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Friends, if you prayed that prayer with me, would you let me know? I would love to know that you came to Jesus. No one needs to be around to get you to Jesus. You can just call out to God and he will hear you. Why? Because he made us in his image. Amen and amen.